Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
It's 11 minutes past 7, time to talk motoring with our resident motoring enthusiasts, Ernest Page and Kumbi Mjagazi. I'm going to start off by saying a big, big hello to Ernest Page. Ernest, how are you today?
I'm very good, thanks. I'm here to talk about some exciting cars. I think that's quite relevant on the market. But also, I got to say, it's still my last day with 702.
Why do you have to start with that, Ernest? I was going to just like address it later on. Basically, you know, just act like everything's okay right now. And then at the end of our conversation, just, you know, spend 5 minutes guilt tripping you about the nerve, the actual nerve to say goodbye. How very dare you?
Now you can spend 20 minutes guilt tripping me for the rest of the show. I'm ready.
Goodness. Well, listen, Ernest, before we get into it, we really do wish you all the best because it's been a fantastic ride with you, and the enthusiasm, the excitement, the passion, the energy whenever we chat to you is so very much appreciated. And we'll of course be tracking you still on the socials, so it's goodbye, but we're not lost. You're not lost to us ultimately.
Thank you so much. It has been great. I mean, 702 is an incredible platform, and definitely, certainly for myself, a dream come true to be able to have this conversation with you guys. So thank you for that.
I'm crying into my coffee. Kumbi, are you as devastated as I am?
Good morning, Lucille and the listeners. I mean, it's completely devastating. I mean, you know what? A great friend, close friend of mine, but at least I'm just missing him on radio, and I'll always be seeing him on launches and everywhere else. So Not completely gone.
Well, you know, unlike the CEOs of some businesses or leaders of certain political parties, Ernest has got a mind to the future, right? He applies himself when it comes to the future, and he's like, listen, I need a succession plan over here. So let's get Kumbi into this. Let's rope Kumbi into this weekend breakfast racket and just hand over gradually, right? Which was the ultimate plan. So, Ernest, well played. Really, really appreciate it. But let's get into it, guys. You're reviewing two vehicles for us this morning, two SUVs. That's the Chery Tiggo 8 and then the seven-seat SUV, Mahindra XUV 700. Let's get into the very first one. Ernest, the Chery Tiggo, when Chery first launched in South Africa, it really actually wasn't much to talk about, was it?
No. And they've been here before, they've exited before, and the QQ was not a good car. It was based on the Daewoo Matiz, and had a slightly different engine, but it wasn't a good car by all accounts when it came to experience, when it came to looks, when it came to reliability, all of these things. But I did have a very interesting conversation this week about why the first generation of Chinese cars and certain Asian market cars were not that great.
Yeah.
It was because they didn't have the cars or the equipment to supply the right-hand drive market. They were supplying mostly left-hand drive market. So that's why the early generation of Asian cars were not that great. So they sent us the QQ, they left the country, and then they came back. And I've got to be honest, I was very skeptical when they came back because I was expecting more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chery, the new range, they now can supply the right-hand drive market. They've upped their game significantly, and they're sending us the best cars that they have to offer. And now it's a whole different story.
Yeah, it is a whole different story from the outside looking in, as in this is me driving past them on the road. It looks incredibly impressive. Kumbi, were you able to drive the Chery Tiggo 8?
So, unfortunately, I haven't been behind the wheel of any Chery models as yet.
Yeah.
But just in terms of its aesthetic, visual aesthetic, I think, first and foremost, it looks really good. As just said now, the first generation Chery did not look that good, right? You were not drawn to them as much. But right now, I think price point, you're drawn to them price point, the way they look, the way they drive, essentially. I think they've put in quite a lot of work into ensuring that we cater for the South African market. I think right now, as Ernest mentioned, that previously there weren't that much, even dealers around or products around, etc. Right now, there's got over 70 dealers in South Africa to make sure that they always catering to customers. So I think they've put in quite a lot of money in the country and made sure they're giving us good products, good-looking products. But in terms of the drive yet, I just haven't gotten behind the wheel of one yet.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That over 70 dealers, that really assuages any fears around after-sales service. Ernest, in terms of, okay, so you've spoken about the fact that, you know, it's good value for money. You're getting that luxury feel, luxury specifications, smart design, real value for money. At a price point of about just over R500,000, 500,000, who's the Cherry, or which cars are the Cherry Tiggo 8 Pro competing against?
Well, the car that we're talking about today as well is the Mahindra XUV 700, which is a direct competitor to the Cherry. But what I find interesting about both of these cars is that they punch way above the weight class. And you can compare these cars, both of them, because it costs a lot more than the 500,000 Rand mark. But the direct competitor at this stage, and the one I think that it's interesting to talk about, because the consumer wins at the end of the day. The consumer gets more choices, and I'm not necessarily a proponent of someone that with too many choices is a good thing, but we've got more good choices in a segment where it's all about getting bang for your buck. In the 300,000 segment, it's all about saving money. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to 500,000, 600,000, you've got the money already, but now you want to get the most car for your money. And that makes the Cherry and the Mahindra two very, very good options. Now, I've driven and spent a substantial amount of time in the Cherry Tiggo 8. And as far as how it drives go, there are some minor things where I noticed that I didn't like how it drives. But overall, especially considering that there are no options on this car, everything with the Mahindra as well is all included in the price. So with a lot of the German manufacturers, once you're done speccing the option sheet, you could spend 200,000-300,000 and more than you were planning to spend. Whereas with these cars, you get in, you pay the money, and then you get a car that is absolutely fully spec.
Yeah, that's really, really impressive. Ernest, in terms of what you sort of glossed over there, I'm going to push you a little bit. What was it that you didn't like regarding the drive?
Well, on the Tiggo, I found that the steering at center wasn't exactly how would have liked it or what I'm used to. You know, when you're driving in a straight line, it kind of felt like the steering was holding itself straight and keeping me straight. And it felt like it was by design, because anywhere else the steering works really well and I enjoyed using the steering. But at that middle point, it felt a bit weird, but I do think that's by design. And I was talking to my colleagues about this. The average person is not going to notice. I just didn't like it myself personally. The other thing on the Tiggo 8 is the very strange rear view mirror, which is some sort of funhouse mirror. You know those funhouse mirrors where you kind of bend and talk and look very strange when you look into it?
And you look distorted.
You look distorted, exactly.
Yeah.
So they made it this wide angle lens so you can see the kids at the back. But it's very strange, and it made me feel a bit queasy when I looked at it every time. So
It's weird.
But none of these things are deal breakers. I think these are things that one will have to live with, and I do suspect that they're going to change it very soon. Cherry does, and a lot of these manufacturers have been making constant changes to their cars to appease the European and Western market, because they know that's a big market for them. They've already dominated in China, so they're now trying to expand to the Western market. So they are making those changes. I suspect those are going to be worked on if enough journals and clients complain about it. The other thing is the fuel consumption on the Cherry specifically. It's not excessive. It's not as high as some of the Evolve. But you've got to drive the car carefully to match the claim figures, which is possible, but you've still got to drive quite leisurely.
Okay. Give us a shout on 072-702-1702 or 011-883-0702. If you've had experience with panoramic wide-angle car review mirrors, and what Ernest is talking about, the Cherry one specifically, says gives them this sort of weird, warped, distorted funhouse effect. Perhaps as a manufacturer that has gotten it right, and when you drive your own car and you look in the review mirror, you don't feel the need to, like, quartz or get nauseous a little bit. The last thing you want to do is like get bilious every time you look in your rearview mirror. So yeah, I suggest a quick review when it comes to that. My goodness. really odd. All right, Kobi. Shucks. I'm just laughing about that. Just seems like a really odd feature, but it's such an important aspect of the vehicle because, of course, we utilize it so often and so much, and it's so important to driving and driving safely. Really, really odd that you're getting that effect there. Kumbi, let's move on to the next vehicle now, which, of course, as Ernest said, sort of sits in the same bracket or is a direct competitor of the Chery, and it's the Mahindra. Tell me about that vehicle, the Mahindra XUV700.
So the Mahindra XUV700 is actually one of their most, I think, prized models to launch this year. I think it's won so many Car of the Year awards in India, where it's from, obviously. It's their halo model this year. They've put in everything for this car. Even at the launch, they've made sure that they want to get the word out, that they want to get customers into this car. And obviously, in terms of the pricing, coming at 474,000 rand up until just over the 500,000 rand mark, they've made sure that we're putting in all these gizmos, little gizmos. You know, you've got a panoramic sunroof now, which is standard across the range. We've got a 5- and 7-seater range. We've got these really nice, you know, leatherette seats, and they are white. I think that was my one issue, is that there's this greenish, whitish feel on it. However, they do say that, you know, we've put in a ceramic coating to make sure that it's easy to wipe. But you know what? Over in the long run, that will obviously tell its age. And if it's not the real leather, that's also going to obviously show. So that was one of my issues. I fortunately didn't have the mirror, the rear view mirror that you and Dennis
the panoramic rear view mirror.
Yeah, so fortunately I didn't have that. Overall, the cabin is just really good. I have another issue, is that they don't have Apple CarPlay at the moment in South Africa, and they're talking about maybe sometime in 2023, which was quite an issue for me, because obviously there are quite a huge amount of Apple users in the country. And also my other nitty-gritty I didn't like is that, you know, the way it drives in terms of the lane assist systems, they're very aggressive, and you have to dig quite deep into the infotainment or the driver display for you to turn them off, which means you need to stop before you actually turn them off. So that was quite an issue with me. Otherwise, it's a great car. I do like the way it looks, the styling. I think they've put in quite a lot of work in. They've put a new brand identity with new logos, etc. But it's a really good-looking car. Just a few things, you know, which are not deal-breakers as well in terms of the pricing point. As a motoring journalist, there are certain things that you do pick up. However, it's a really good car.
Okay. When you say the driver assistance assist is really aggressive, what was happening specifically with you?
So when you with lane keep assist, when you do touch the line, it automatically brings you back into lane quite aggressively. It doesn't gradually put you back in, or, you know, vibrate a bit to say, hey, you've kind of stepped on the line. So
sure.
It just partially puts you in. You know, there's also these chimes when you indicate. So it's making some, it's not your normal indicator, you know, your tick-tock indicator. I can't find the right way to put it.
Yeah.
So it's a chime, which can kind of irritating a bit. But they do say you can also turn it off. But I just felt that the lane keep assist function is very aggressive, and if you're not accustomed to it, it can actually just put you off a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the upside of all of that, or the upside of driving in Joburg, is with most of our lines, having just disappeared, because I don't know what kind of paint we're using on our roads. You don't have to worry much about aggressive driver assist because, yeah, that's not my lane, basically. And I'm saying this because I watched an accident almost happen in Houghton this week, because, yeah, lanes have just disappeared. You know, it's like they were painted on less than a year ago, and now they're gone. So anyone who's new to the area doesn't know what is potting or what's happening. And yeah, I watched an accident almost happening. So some cause for concern there. But of course, if you've got that Mahindra lane assist, you don't have to worry. Ernest, your own take on the Mahindra XUV 700, as Kumbi calls it. I called it the 700. I don't know what the difference is.
No, this is, I call it the 700 as well, but it's actually 700, and they're quite fussy about that.
Oh, askeezy. I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Who'd have thunk?
They call it the 700. I had to do a retake on my video because I called it the 700. Uh-huh. Yes, if you compare it to the Tiggo, it's not quite as premium feeling on the inside. The Tiggo, I think, feels a bit more luxurious on the inside. But I think the Mahindra is a bit more hardy. Mahindra's got a big history in trucking, in tractors. In fact, they're the biggest tractor manufacturer in the world. They've just now opened their tractor operations there in South Africa. So they are experts at building very hardy, tough cars. So the Mahindra does give a bit more of a sense of toughness in that sense where, you know, if you spill a milk crate on the dash, it's not going to be a problem kind of thing because it's quite a bit harder than the Tiggo. Other than that, space inside in the Mahindra is very good. I found the seats, though, that I couldn't get the seats down low enough, which was quite strange, but you could get very, very high on the seats.
Yeah.
The engine spec on here is good. Mahindra has leveled up extensively because their cars were not very attractive before, let's be honest. But this car looks good. It's got a decent spec petrol engine. They've only, unfortunately, got petrol in the country. And guess what? I didn't like the rear view mirror on this car either, but not for the same reason.
Tell us.
It felt a bit cheap. It felt a bit like my colleague cameraman joke. They spent all the money on the dash because the dash is this incredibly expansive dual 10-inch screen. It looks like a Mercedes dash where the entire dash is a screen. Mm-hmm. And they spent a lot of money on certain things, I think, but they skimped on the rear view mirror a bit.
Yeah, I'm always so conflicted about these, as you say, these really, really luxurious and expansive dashes. And I'm thinking, like, are we trying to drive here, or are we trying to go to the cinema, or are we trying to, like, what's going on? And what are they actually encouraging us to do? Until we really get to a sort of self-driving vehicle model, I think let's not worry too much about an infotainment dash. That's, you know what I mean? Because now it's already a problem of, like, tweeting, messaging, phoning whilst driving, and now you're incentivizing even more distraction.
Yeah, look, a lot of these the systems don't work when you're driving, and I do quite like a good digital dash, and I've got to say, this one's fast, it's not slow, it's responsive, it works really well, so I do think they're heading in the right direction, but at the same time, manufacturers are also developing for when we do have self-driving cars, mm-hmm. so that they have the tech available ready to just basically take the steering wheel away or fold it underneath the dash. But when it comes to, I've got to say, Kumbi and I don't often disagree, but I love disagreeing with him from time to time. So I've got to say that I found the lane keep assist okay. I found it pretty good. I didn't have a problem with it. But that's, again, that's down to your personal preference. Some people don't like it at all. I'm a bit of a lazy driver sometimes, I've got to be honest. So I like to switch the lane keep on.
All right, fantastic. We'll leave it right there. Kumbi, between the two, the Tiggo, the Mahindra, your favorite, or what gets you, which one gets your thumbs up? I'm basically saying you must choose between the two.
Well, I'll have to go for the Mahindra because I haven't sampled any Chery product. So with what I've sampled, I'll definitely have to go for the Mahindra XUV 700.
All right, fantastic. Ernest, you?
As a contrarian, I'm going for the Tiggo. It looks like me and you will have to meet somewhere and figure this one out, Kumbi.
He's challenging you to a fight. Okay, guys, you take it outside to the parking lot. But Ernest Page, it's been such a pleasure having you on Weekend Breakfast. We really, really have had fun with you. Wish you all the best on your journey going forward. And we're not crying. We'll catch you on the socials. Just remind us again what that handle is.
At Performance with Paige, and I look forward to listening in on you guys and hearing what Kumbi has to say. And if I do disagree with anything Kumbi says, I might have to phone in sometime and we can have a chat. But thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure being with arguably one of the best radio stations in the country, 702. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ernest. All the best on your journey. Kumbi, you and I are going to be chatting in 2 weeks' time. Remind us, of course, your handle is what? You have been busy, actually. I love you. I like your social media. What are your handles?
Thank you. So on Instagram, it's KumbiRyM, and on Twitter, it's at IamKumbi.
All right. I am Kumbi on Twitter and KumbiRyM on Instagram. That's where you can catch him there. Thanks so much to Ernest Page. It's been a pleasure hanging out with him. Of course, you can catch him on the socials, even though we won't be hearing him on Weekend Breakfast going forward.